This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
The comments by the Prime Minister yesterday at his press conference, I have to say that in many instances they caused further harm. I believe they were in many instances inept and most definitely in many instances unnecessary. To go to the issue of the apartment, and I know that's what people have been discussing the last couple of days. In my time in politics, I've had multiple death threats. I needed a secure and anonymous place to live. I conclude where I started. I apologise to Natalie. I apologise to my daughters. And I apologise to Vicky. All these people did not buy the ticket. This was a personal issue. A personal issue that's been dragged into the public arena, and I don't believe people should be resigning in any job over personal issues.
So Australia's coalition government is in crisis. Barnaby Joyce is going nowhere, hitting back at Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's rebuke of his deputy's behaviour. To talk about this, Malcolm Farr is the national political editor at news.com.au. And Malcolm, good evening to you.
Hi, Larry.
Interesting, isn't it, Malcolm? So we've got the Deputy Prime Minister calling the Prime Minister inept. Where is this heading, in your view?
Well, it's a very serious blow-up of the coalition. As you know, the government is formed by the coalition of the Liberal Party and the National Party, and the Nationals are very much the junior member of the coalition, but without them, there would be no Liberal Prime Minister such as Malcolm Turnbull. When you have a personal brawl like this, it's very difficult for that coalition to remain stable. Now, it's not just a spat between two men, although that's a big part of it. It's also a suggestion that the Liberals want to ride over the Nationals and interfere in their internal affairs by having Barnaby Joyce dumped as leader. That's fighting talk. That's invading sacred political ground, and the Nationals will fight to defend that ground.
Right, so Turnbull, he can't sack him. He can't do anything. It's got to be the National Caucus, doesn't it? So where do they stand on this?
Yep, that's right. The Prime Minister, the Liberal Prime Minister, doesn't have a vote in the Nationals party room. The heavy-handed criticism of Barnaby Joyce yesterday by Malcolm Turnbull has solidified support for Barnaby Joyce within his own party. Now, don't doubt there aren't members of the Nationals who don't think he might be better if he wandered off into the sunset with his new partner, but there is no way that as a group the Nationals are going to surrender to that sort of Mr. Joyce got implied interference. Mm.
So Turnbull has effectively declared Barnaby Joyce, no confidence in him. He won't be acting as Prime Minister. He wants him to consider his position. In other words, he wants him to go. He wants him to resign. This relationship cannot continue the way it is.
You wouldn't have imagined so.
No.
He made two very definite demotions of Mr. Joyce yesterday. He said he wouldn't be the stand-in Prime Minister, the acting Prime Minister, while he, Malcolm Turnbull, was in the United States from the 21st to the 24th. He then said there would be a ban on having sex with staff, which was a direct rebuke to Barnaby Joyce, who, of course, has a former staff member pregnant as his new partner. And then he continued by accusing Mr. Joyce of making matters worse and of hurting people and setting loose a great tide of woe. It wasn't just a policy address by the Prime Minister. It was a deeply personal one about the private affairs of the Deputy Prime Minister.
All right, Mel. So where do you think this is heading? Something's got to give here. What's the end game, do you think?
Well, it could be that Mr. Turnbull has to cancel his trip to the United States and do some very serious rural fence mending. If he doesn't, Barnaby Joyce will have a week to think about his future. His options will be to either depart voluntarily or to fight. Now, Barnaby Joyce is a guy who one of his colleagues said, when he goes into a friendly touch football match, he acts like he's in a Bledisloe Cup final. He is a man who does not go meekly. So what we're seeing here is an irresistible force going to be confronted by a very, very angry rural rump.
And just finally, what was Turnbull thinking? What is he thinking, do you think, with this sex ban? I mean, I don't know how you're going to enforce that. Anyway, he's being ridiculed. What's your take on this?
Well, I think it's very silly. For a start, it opens up the private life of all ministers for examination. Every time they might stray from the virtuous couch, whether they're married or not, journalists will be entitled to dig into it because there might be an underling involved. But quite clearly, the Prime Minister was trying to protect his political posterior. The outrage over Barnaby Joyce's affair and the sympathy for his wife and the whole spectacle of a former staffer being pregnant to him has aroused a lot of anger. It's reflecting not just on the government, but on the Prime Minister himself. He had to be seen to be controlling it, to managing it, and as I say, he was rather heavy-handed in the attempt, and it's blowing back at him.
All right, Malcolm, thank you so much. That is Malcolm Farn, National Political Editor at news.com.au. William. Five